Blackstone.
You got Ken and BZ, Sophie and Mike, feet for a ride. The people want to know, is the mic still on? I'm saying.
Is the mic still on? Walking Dead recap. We have a skeleton crew. Yeah, it's just the three of us.
Just the three of us.
Walking Dead, season 9 episode. Well, Who Are You Now was the title of this episode. It's the first episode without Rick. Mm-hmm. I know we were, talking last week about, wanting to see them grieve. Mm-hmm. The day after Rick passed and the weeks to come. And, we didn't get to see that, but we still saw, Michonne still taking it pretty hard. Mm-hmm. Everybody else is kind of dealt with it. But I thought it was interesting throughout the episode where they never mentioned what happened, but they would just kind of, talk around it. So I thought that was cool. But yeah, so everybody's still kind of adjusted. Daryl is off in the woods. Yeah, man. So what'd you guys think, man?
I actually really liked this episode a lot.
Oh, you staying around?
Yeah, I'm staying around. It surprised me. I'm genuinely surprised. The tone of the show seems so different. It was a different tone to me. It didn't feel like the what The Walking Dead has been for a while now. And I liked it. It was cool seeing how everybody's changed a lot. A lot of people, everybody changed in these last, 6-7 years?
Yeah, something like that.
So it was cool to see, where Daryl is right now. Definitely can see that he's taking it really hard. Seeing Carol, she got the long hair now, and she's back into being like the mother figure again, which is cool, and I think she's happy about that.
You liked how they changed Eugene?
Yeah, it's growing on me. It's weird. It's weird.
He's but he went right back to old Eugene though.
I just didn't like how eager he was to go kill zombies. I don't know. I guess it's 6 years later. He can't stay a punk forever.
Yeah, you can't do that.
So I get it. It's just, I don't know. I guess I got to get used to him not to being it. A bitch.
Yeah, when he was like, I got this. And I was like, since when? I said, okay, go ahead, Eugene. Eugene. So once his dumb ass decided to jump off that ladder, your non-athletic ass. Just you gonna jump off that ladder and be okay.
Bro. I don't know what I'm doing, but
are you doing? And as soon as he couldn't walk, he went right back to being punk Eugene.
Yeah, that's true.
So he was like, okay, so you're not complete. It's not completely gone. But yeah, it was a little different seeing him a little bit more serious, and it was weird seeing him push up on old boy's girl, Gabrielle's girl, like that.
I didn't think that was weird.
Bro. I didn't think it was weird. I thought it was more weird that Gabrielle and Rosita are together.
I need to know what he's been, what type of game.
Bro, he's praying on the pussy, bro. I saw your tweet before I watched the episode, and I was like, "Fuck, did they die?" And I closed everything down until I can go watch it.
No, that's why I worded it the way I did.
Well, all you said was, "What the fuck is that?" Then you said, Eugene, Rosita, and then you said Gabriel, and I was like, what about him? Did they die?
Yeah, that's why I didn't want to, because I didn't know if any of y'all had seen it yet. So I just put it out there, but I didn't want to say too much because I don't know if y'all all seen it. But yeah.
I was with you. That garbage.
It was weird.
The Walking Dead is by far the worst show when it comes to forcing relationships.
Forcing interracial.
Well, that too.
That's all they've been doing.
Yeah, that's true. That's all they've been doing. But it's like neither one of them makes sense. Mm-mm. Rosita and the preacher, how?
I know it's 6 years, but I tried to figure that out. I don't understand.
Man. I don't want to figure that out.
I don't either. I'm just tired of it. It's weird. They don't know what the fuck they're doing.
But man, what type of game are you laying down, bro?
It's that eye, yo. It's that
is
one.
Is that what
eye.
It is? He got that Fetty on him?
Yeah, man. It's Fetty out here, so it's that eye.
Pastor Fetty.
And then Eugene trying to, bro, it's 6 years. Bro, you still haven't gotten over your crush about her?
Man, ever since Eugene saw Abraham and Rosita fucking in that room. I don't know if you remember that episode.
Yeah, I do.
Ever since then, Eugene's been on it. On it.
He has, but geez, man. It's
But, that plays into the comics. I'm almost caught, not almost. I'm still 15 issues behind. But that plays into what happens in the books. So it makes sense, but they don't work together. Like, mm-mm, not this Eugene. The Eugene in the books made more sense. This, yeah, Eugene. But shit, Rosita and the fucking preacher don't make any sense.
No.
None of the relationships that they forced have made any sense. So it's whatever to me at this point. I'm just like, whatever, dude.
Yeah, I thought it was interesting that that the king finally stopped talking, you know, he's talking normal. Yeah.
Kind of. He still does it though. He's still, this is for the son and this is for the man. If he don't cut this, it's six fucking years.
He goes six in and out. He having a hard time to let it go.
That's his tough voice. No, like,
he's still got that corny ass Game of Thrones bullshit. If you don't stop
Been working though. He got people to follow him.
It's true.
And he got Carol, so something's working.
Because everybody wanted to escape and not think that the world was falling apart. Yeah. But he checked the shit out of Henry though.
Oh yeah,
he
like
did.
That
was cool. Watch your tone, boy.
Yeah,
watch your tone, boy. Yeah. He got black real quick.
Oh, man,
that king shit went away.
All the voices went away. He got a black father mode.
He did. He's always, hold on, time out. What the fuck did you say? Right. What?
Carol had to do a double take. Oh man, I never seen this side of
you. Carol, that's what I love about you.
Yeah,
when you break that character.
That was the other thing, man. I'm like, man, I'm about tired of all these black people raising these white kids. Just like, I'm like, what? I said, where the black babies at?
This reversed fucking Different Strokes ass shit. Different Strokes to the world. Yeah, man. Well, there is one little black baby. Well, kind of. You know, Rick and Michonne apparently had a baby.
I need to see the color of that baby.
He looked black. Even though he talks like something wrong with him. Mom, die. I don't know if y'all noticed that shit. Motherfucker talked like something wrong with him. When he first came running up, I thought he was a zombie baby. The motherfucker, she said, boy, what, RJ, what are you doing up? He said, Mama, I'm done. I said, what the fuck? What the fuck? You weren't taking your prenatal vitamins, Michonne? What the fuck wrong with this baby? Oh, this little crack baby. Mama, I'm done. It's like, she better stab that motherfucker in the neck. Man. Something wrong with him.
God.
And that was one of the main things, as crazy as it sounds, that's one of the main things I wanted to ask y'all. Did y'all notice his fucking voice? Like, what is wrong with him?
I don't know, man. I don't know.
Oh, Jesus Christ.
I don't know.
It took me by surprise.
Man, because I was like, so I wonder now, and I've been trying to figure this out. I haven't went back and rewatched it, but remember when she was upstairs and Judith came up there and was listening to Michonne talk to what Rick. Seemed like Rick. It was Rick. It wasn't RJ?
No, she was talking to Rick. Yeah, because she said you weren't there when it happened. Mm-hmm. You didn't have to see it. Mm-hmm. So that was another thing I wanted to ask y'all about. So you saw the scar that's on her back.
Yeah,
so I wonder when they're going to say what happened. Because when she said you weren't there to see it, and then earlier when they were talking about letting the new people in, she said to the panel, she said something along the lines of, like, I remember what happened last time. So clearly she's not talking about Rick or Negan. Something has happened. Something major has happened in between Rick dying and now. I just don't know what it is. So that's what I find interesting. But yeah, I think she was talking to Rick.
Okay.
Just like she was earlier. So she's losing her fucking mind.
Yeah. I don't know if I'm all the way in on that. Because I'm like, okay, it's been 6 years, Michonne.
Yeah.
And, you know, like, you still not over that dude.
Right.
Like, to the point where you talking to yourself?
Yeah. Right.
Like, you put, remember when Rick used to do that shit?
Mm-hmm. When he lost Lori.
Yeah. So now you doing the same thing 6 years later?
But now we also have to maybe consider that Michonne has not always been even keel. Like, she's always been one step from the edge. Because, like, the whole shit, I mean, she was walking around with fucking armless zombies.
It's crazy.
You know? And she even went back to that after a while, after the prison happened. She went back to doing the same shit. And then we had the episode where she was flashing back and she was remembering all the stuff. So maybe this is like part of her. Like, maybe something is just a little bit off with her. Mm-hmm. And maybe that's why that kid is fucked up. Maybe that's why RJ got some. I'm dead ass. Maybe they're introducing mental illness to The Walking Dead. Maybe something is a little bit off with Michonne. And maybe that's passing down to that kid. Because I can't be the only motherfucker in the whole studio that noticed that kid's voice ain't normal.
But that would be interesting if because in the comics she had a an issue similar to that where she would be talking to people too. I don't know if you remember that. Yeah.
Oh, like back in the earlier. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Yep.
She did.
So maybe
she
this
was talking to her dead husband or something, right? Like right around when they brought her, wasn't she talking to her dead husband?
I don't know who I think it may have been him or, yeah, it probably had to have been him. Because I don't think it was the kids. Because I think they were young. So I think it was him. So maybe that's, you know, maybe they're just bringing that part into the comic. So cool. I guess.
Yeah, I forgot about that.
That was somewhat makes sense. But so what do you guys think about the deaf lady?
Oh, what they did with, what's her name? It's not Connie. Is it Connie?
I think it is Connie.
Yeah, it's fine. I mean, that's not what she was in the books, but that's fine.
I don't remember her in the books.
Yeah, when they first brought, have you read the books?
I read the first like 20 issues.
Okay,
maybe.
So you're, yeah. So when they first bring them in, she was one of the crew. So she was still a light-skinned black chick. I don't know if you remember, but the other person, Connie and what's the name of, because one of them was actually a guy, Kelly. It was Connie and Kelly. In the books, Kelly was this big, brolic black dude. On the show, they made him a young black girl.
Mm-hmm.
She's the one with the dangling earring that said that she was her guardian angel or whatever. I like their characters. I thought that whole group, I like them.
Yeah, yeah. No, I like the young black chick, man. She seems like she's gonna be pretty cool and interesting. Because when she was like, well, when they were asking them what they did, you know, before the apocalypse, and she was like, I was in school. Like I was like
worrying about stupid shit.
Damn, because you know you just forget. Mm-hmm. Like there were some people that just legit was in school, just doing regular old shit.
Mm-hmm.
And you know now she got to be out there, you know, surviving and being a voice for her sister.
Yes, that's a lot. I mean, they could do a lot with that character just based off of that. Like, what do you do in a situation where, you know, Connie could be in a room somewhere and a zombie walks in?
Oh yeah, and that's probably why they're doing that. That's probably why they're doing that.
She done made it this far.
Yeah, she might have them daredevils, daredevil powers,
the vibration, somebody walking in the room.
Right, yeah, she's spin kicking motherfucker.
Right.
Yeah. Yeah, I like all of them. I really like Magna, a little sexy ass.
Yeah,
she was from the 100. It took like I didn't realize that until talking to it. Mm-hmm. Yeah, I don't think you ever watched.
Yeah,
it.
Yeah, I did.
You
with
did.
The, with
you
the people
watch that
come back or whatever. They're like
they were in space.
Yeah, and then they come back and I watched that show.
Oh, I didn't know you watched
her.
That shit.
It's like V.
Yeah, how far did you get?
Did I finish it?
I think I got 3 seasons in, but she was one of the tribe people that were. She was one of the native people on Earth.
I have to go back. I haven't watched it in years.
Me either. I'm like 2
but
seasons
behind. Is it still on? Shut the fuck up.
Yes,
it's still
it
on?
Yes, it is.
Oh, wow.
Yes, it is. Because NASA watches it.
Yeah. I think NASA is the one who told me to go watch it.
Yeah.
It's on a sci-fi or something?
Is it sci-fi?
Yeah. Yeah, it's sci-fi.
Okay. That sounds like a sci-fi
it
show.
It comes on. It was a book first.
Okay.
And then they turned it into a TV series. But
I quit watching it because I got sick of the main character. I think I told NASA. I was like, that main chick just needs to die because she gets on my fucking nerves. The little blonde chick?
Yeah.
I can't stand her. Like, this bitch gets on my die today. Like, I'm sick of you.
Yeah,
but,
she's
stupid. I haven't watched it in a minute.
Yeah, I haven't either.
And then the sister, the like one that went, like, I don't know. It doesn't matter. Anyways.
Oh, yeah. Sexy. Yeah, the one that was that
turned into a warrior.
Yeah.
Get the fuck out of here, man. Yeah, that shit's corny as hell.
Yeah, it was. It had its moments, but I don't know, for whatever reason, I kept tuning in to watch
me
it.
Me too. Me too.
But yeah, so on The Talking Dead, they mentioned that she was on that show. I was like, I don't remember actors, so I kind of need those cues, so. So I was like, oh, that was her. But, man, I got to give Michonne props, man, because
she wasn't putting up with it.
She was not playing
the church
all.
Scene was crazy.
That shit was dope.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah. That was that council you guys.
And then the walkout.
See? Yeah. Yeah. Well, yeah. That was dope as fuck, too, because she was like, can I ask you a question? Bitch, no. No, you can't ask me shit. That but, yeah, crazy. The council, that's exactly what I was talking about. If Rick had done that, shit would have been so much better. I mean you could have kicked Gabriel off because I don't really know what he brings to the table, but we haven't seen much yet.
It's 6 years, man. Yeah. It's a lot.
He he might have changed, you know.
But, because he did change, like, even, like, you think about when we first met him.
When he was real punk, yeah, he was telling on him and punk. Shit.
Yeah, and he like, left his people in the church, man. That's crazy.
Well, that, and then like, remember later on he was trying to get Rick's group in trouble?
Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah, he went and told
the Bruce Jenner face chick. He was like, oh, yeah. You know, they're dangerous. You don't want
them here. What was like the thing that changed him? That's what I'm trying to remember. Like, what was the thing that made him like all of a sudden like I'm with Rick now? Because there's like there was like 1 minute he wasn't with Rick, and there was like a constant change after that where he always referred to Rick like Rick is our savior. He'll guide us.
I don't remember.
It was something that happened in that city that made him realize he made the wrong choice. He sided with the wrong people. And I think after that. You know, he was always Team Rick.
Because I remember he even volunteered to watch the baby.
Mm-hmm.
And he was like, don't worry, I'll keep her safe.
Mm-hmm.
But before that, he was this little punk bitch
that
was putting up signs and stuff. And Rick was tearing the signs down and happened. Shit. I don't remember.
Regardless, he changed a lot even then. So
especially
6 years.
Rosita.
Yeah.
You know?
I mean, yeah.
Well, Rosita, she likes interesting men, it seems. You know, so maybe.
Her and Abraham made sense. After that.
Mm.
None of it really made
sense. It made sense after watching them be together. When I first saw them together, it was like, okay.
Really?
Yeah.
I got it immediately. Because like, he's this tough
this tough warrior.
Mm. She's this tough warrior. It just made sense.
Mm.
So, but then when she ends up, like when she fucks Spencer, I was like, all right, no big deal. Just fuck him. But when she's dating.
Yeah.
The preacher?
It's weird.
No, weird. Somebody has to die happened. Today. Somebody
dude
has
might
to
be
die.
On some like preacher. You know the show Preacher on AMC.
I've been meaning
good.
To watch it though.
It's pretty good.
But
I don't like it. I still like her character. I just don't like their relationship. It's fucking stupid.
But yeah, as soon as they say, yeah, we're gonna bring this before council, I was like, God dang it.
Yep.
I said we were. Just talking about that.
I said the same thing. I was like, oh, here we go. Let's see how this works.
Mm-hmm.
But
it works.
It did. But you still need that one person that can see through the bullshit.
And it's probably Michonne.
And that was Michonne.
Like.
Yeah. Well, because she's the head of security. Mm-hmm. See, that's what Rick didn't do. He didn't, like, give people actual jobs.
Mm-hmm.
Like,
mm-hmm.
people were talking about delegating. He would just say, go do this. Go do this. He didn't say, okay, this is your responsibility.
Because everybody in the team has specific skills that are like really good, that if they was a hone in on that, they would bring a lot to the team.
But it doesn't feel like she's the leader, though, even though she is head of security.
Yeah, it definitely does.
Yeah.
It definitely does.
It's subtle. And I like that.
I like that too.
It's not like, but you know, like, you know when she walks in the room, you know that she's in charge.
Mm-hmm.
But she can still be like quiet about certain things. Like, I think the way it seemed for me is like she'll listen and she'll hear everybody. And she might make a couple of facial expressions, but she's listening. And then when she finally feels like y'all are going too far, then she'll jump in and be like, hold up.
No, she deferred and let everybody speak.
Yep.
And then she got up and was like, okay, let me see your arm. And then she was like, that's a prisoner's tattoo. Explain that. And then she was like, all right, I'm out.
Yeah.
And it felt like, yeah, there's this council here, but they ain't staying here because we got kids, you know,
right.
and stuff like that. And she walked out, and then that's when she was like, nope. So, you know, so yeah, it's an understood form of leadership. Mm-hmm. Her presence is definitely felt, but it's almost like she still believes in the ideas of Rick, so she don't want to, you know, overstep her boundaries.
Yeah, Rick's presence is definitely still here. It's there, but
especially
it's also
in Judith.
Not. Yeah. Oh, let's talk about Judith.
What's wrong with Judith?
I fucking hate Judith.
I knew you were going to say that.
I hate Judith. And the reason I hate Judith is the writing. The writing for this season so far has been stellar, in my opinion. It's been the best writing they've had in years. Until Judith says anything. The role that they wrote for Judith is like a 15-year-old. And you got this little fucking 8, 9-year-old. No, it doesn't. It would make sense if we were in the real world and she was just really, really fucking smart.
Mm.
And she just talked like that. When's the last time you met a fucking 9-year-old
talks like a 20?
Okay, fine. When's the last time you met an 11-year-old that talks like she's 25?
She has to grow up fast.
No, you grow up fast by being Carl. Carl grew up fast. This chick talks like she's in college. She over here talking. She over here giving parables and shit to fucking Negan. Well, then it doesn't matter if you're a good or bad inside. The numbers don't care. That's why I asked you about math. Shut the fuck up. Who wrote this? Who wrote this?
It's showing that. I think it's just, to me, it felt like there's still like Rick in her, of course, and Carl too, because when she brought everybody to camp, and she was like, "Yeah, I'm not going if they not going."
Yeah,
and the kid with that arm is fucked up.
What kid with
Aaron? The arm? Aaron, I'm sorry, I said kid, Aaron with the arm. Yeah, I that was my first time.
Where
seeing
they get that?
I have no idea.
I don't give a fuck if it's been 6 years. No, where did you get a mechanical arm?
I don't know.
Come on, like you go into, like, remember when Herschel had the foot?
Yes.
And we were like, where the fuck Herschel get a foot from? Right. And now you done made Aaron a fucking hand.
Yeah.
Does the shit close? Because I didn't notice. It looks like it's just open, but if that motherfucker closes,
it
look
like
I'm done with the show.
Like little fingers and stuff.
Man, if they don't fucking stop with this shit, bro.
Next episode, he start using that hand.
Man, if he used that damn hand like RoboCop, I'm done with this fucking show. Because I swear to God, man. God.
But yeah, so they go back to what's the name of it? Is it Alexandria?
Alexandria.
Yeah, so they go back to Alexandria, and, everybody's, taking weapons and looking at them and stuff like that, and then here come Michonne. Mm-hmm. And it was like, everybody was like, oh, shit.
We done fucked up. Here we go.
Dang. And she walking up all slow on that horse, get down, and be like, yo, what what's going on?
who let everybody in?
I was like, who this?
Yeah.
I did. Well, first, Aaron punked out something like, well, I said they can come.
Right.
And she said, that's not your call to make.
Yeah.
I was like, oh, this that, yes. I said, oh, this that black girl shit. She said, that's not your call to make.
I said,
here we go.
That's why Judith had to step in and save the day. She rose up. She was like, I know my mama.
I said, my mama gonna beat your ass. Let me save you real quick.
Right.
Aaron, be quiet for a minute. I got this.
I'm about to save your life.
Right. You
got another arm.
Right. I don't care if you got the RoboCop arm or not. You can't take my mama.
Oh,
that
man.
Was hilarious.
Yeah.
That's not your call to make. That was like a nigga, what?
Yeah, what? Oh, man.
Poor Aaron. Aaron shut up quick, too. Didn't he?
Yeah. No, okay. I'm sorry. I didn't mean to do that.
He did. He was like, I'm sorry. My bad. I didn't mean no disrespect. She said, I know you didn't.
Oh,
I know you
man.
Didn't.
But. Yeah. But, yeah.
Judith needs to die. I'm sorry.
Yo.
Hey, man, you trying to kill her already?
Yes. I cannot stand her.
I don't know. I like her.
I mean, I know what they're doing. They're trying to force her into the Carl role. It's just that they were going to do that. They should have gotten someone that knows how to write lines for a child.
I'm going to disagree with you on this one. I don't really care for the acting from her.
Mm.
Like, her acting to me is just, I don't, something just seems off about it. And,
it's the writing.
You sure it's the writing? You
yes.
sure it's not her?
No.
I think if they might have had somebody a little bit older, then maybe it would have fit more.
Yes. If it was somebody a little bit older, it would make more sense mm-hmm. because the lines that they give her are not
right.
for an 11-year-old.
When she talks, she's like, yeah, and it just doesn't hit as hard.
She talks like a robot.
Yeah.
Y'all ever watch Small Wonder?
I know what you're talking about, yeah.
You're probably not. It was a show way back in the day. It was this little white girl. Mm-hmm. She was actually a robot.
Mm-hmm. I know what you're talking
about.
And
she talked like a robot. She was mm-hmm. like a child, mm-hmm. but she talked like a robot. Like,
hello.
Yes.
Know, and she had a little dress on and everything.
Yes.
I know what you're talking about. Mm-hmm.
That's how Judith talks. She talks like she's a little fucking robot. Mm-hmm. Like she's Small Wonder. She's mm-hmm. a small wonder. That's how she talks. And I don't like it.
But,
she's not a kid.
But can you be a kid in the apocalypse?
Yes. Because Sophia, well, actually it was early. You're right. It was early though. I guess I see what you're saying.
I mean, we got this. I want to see how Herschel has turned out.
Oh yeah, because we haven't seen him yet. No,
Herschel Maggie.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. And we see how he turns out if he's acting
like that too.
Then I'm like, okay, but yeah, I don't know. I mean, the only person we've really seen have to grow up in this was Carl.
Right.
And it was just like
him grow up, but. Henry
I mean, he
was
young. He was like 9 when everything happened.
Yeah, we watched Carl grow
up. He was 9.
He went
like
from 9 to a teenager.
Yeah, I was when I said we didn't see him, I was talking about Henry. Because we had the 6-year jump, but wasn't he around her Judith's age too?
Who?
Henry.
He was a little bit older. He was about probably
like seemed like he was
9-ish, probably like 9, 10 maybe. Yeah.
Because it seems like he's, what, 16
Yeah, that's how old
now.
Judith is now, right?
Right.
Yeah.
But Henry wasn't talking like Judith, all calm and collected and stoic and perfect
again,
grammar.
I think he's kind of more close to Carl having to kind of adjust to it, like grow into this.
And remember, he wanted to learn how to fight and stuff mm-hmm. like that because
Whereas, you
know, that's only because his brother was killed. Right. But he was growing up in the kingdom with the fucking king. True. So you think he'd be talking in that stupid ass old world English.
Yeah,
too.
But I think he realized that it's a bunch of bull. So that's probably okay. Why he just like,
he's like, I ain't not with this.
You got to stop with that, bro. Yeah.
He's like, let me go find the real black guy.
But
Morgan,
that was cool too, seeing Henry. Like, you know, they got his actual older brother. Like, that's the actual older brother of the actor.
Oh, really?
Yeah. And then another
that's
thing.
What they were talking about.
So really? Carol has holy played shit. With their, well, you know, so the, you know, the first season, Sophia, that's their sister.
That's whose sister?
That's the brother's sister.
That's what they were saying. I saw they said the actor of Sophia was coming on The Talking Dead. Yeah. They were saying the sister of blah, blah, blah. And I was like, what?
Yeah. So those other two people are her brothers.
Interesting. Yeah.
That's why Carol's able to work with them so well.
Hmm. Interesting.
Mm-hmm.
All right, man.
I still don't like his character.
Henry?
Oh, he pissed me the fuck off.
Bro.
He pissed me the fuck off.
Oh, I'm like.
He didn't make me mad till he ran off.
That's what I'm talking
that's
about.
That's what we're talking
okay.
about.
Man. Yeah.
Oh,
yeah,
I wanted to reach that screen.
He thought he was a goddamn Avenger.
Yeah.
he jumped off that goddamn thing.
Like, he's Captain America. He just,
the power of the Iron Fist.
Captain Apocalypse.
Man.
Sit your ass down.
Like, I'm coming. He bent that corner and oh my God. I'm like, you fucking idiot.
I had to laugh.
Who didn't see that,
that
coming?
Was funny. That was funny, man.
It was funny because it was just like, are you fucking stupid?
It was funny just because of Carol. She just like, she got there and she's like, God, I just.
She's like, I knew it was going to happen.
Right.
Man, bruh.
I was like, yeah, was what stupid. Are you? Like, I was so pissed.
Me too.
I was so pissed. And then when I heard that gate open or whatever it was, and I was like, that door?
I said, somebody's
and I was
in
like,
trouble.
Shit. And then it was them motherfuckers. I was like, God damn. And then.
Yeah, I'm surprised they brought them back.
I thought that was cool.
Yeah,
was
cool. I did.
I thought that was cool.
Because they needed to settle that.
Yeah, for sure. For sure.
That needed to be handled. Because they done got away scot-free for 6 years. We still don't know how it went down in that camp.
Mm-hmm.
But whatever it wasn't good. But either way it go, you know. And then he was doing more stupid shit. Like, bro, you don't see all these people, all these grown-ass men.
Yeah.
And you want to sit here and try to fight because with this staff?
Yeah.
Like, are you serious? Because she about to take, because old boy about to take the ring?
Mm-hmm. Let the ring go.
Right. Yes, that's what, and it's just like, oh my God, what are you doing?
And he's popping shit later, talking about, you didn't even do nothing. You didn't even fight back. If you don't shut your
I'm trying to save you.
Ass up, you saw he took you down in two, knocked you on the ground and everything.
Right. You would have died.
God damn.
You better be lucky I didn't do nothing. Like, you know what I mean? Like, come on now.
Sometimes
he made me mad.
Living to fight another day.
But I like what she said, though. She said,
the advantage.
Right. I like what she said, though. She was like, you won't understand this, you know, until you have kids. And I was like, okay. Yeah, he needed to hear that. And I don't think he still won't understand it, but I definitely happy that she said that because that's what it is.
She should have slapped the shit out of him.
Yeah.
He don't need to have kids to understand. You don't go running around a fucking corner with a stick.
Yeah, I
know. She should have slapped the shit out of him. And said, you know what? She should have been real with him. She should have said, this is your fault.
Yep.
Next time, listen to me.
Yep.
Don't go running around the fucking corner like a fool.
Yep.
Jumping into a fight.
It was a good time to explain, like, the way it is in this world.
Right.
You know, but to sit here and say, oh, you want to understand until you have kids, well, what's he going to learn from that?
Right.
Because he ain't going to be around. He ain't going to live that long.
Exactly. He's
Henry
not.
Ain't going to make it, bro.
He's not. Not the way he's acting. He acts just like his brother. And look where that got him. Mm-hmm. Remember his brother used to do the same shit.
Yeah.
Jumping in, hitting people with the stick when he didn't need to be hitting nobody. Mm-hmm. And he got shot.
Yep.
Little bastard.
But, man. Hey. Carol got the motherfucker, man.
That was
she
great.
Did.
Oh, man.
I love
that. That was a dope scene.
Said, oh, you won't, man. You won't see us no more. Please, you won't see us no more. She said, I know.
Yo.
I was like, God damn. I love that.
Oh, man.
Man, that was so good. Because we all know the, like, Carol. Carol's a badass. And we were like, man, at some point, I thought it was going to be an episode or two down the road. But nah, it was this one. I was like, man, she's gonna get the motherfuckers back somehow, some way. Because you could kind of see it in her eyes.
Oh yeah.
You know, when she was sitting there, she was just looking at him. She was like, almost like she was plotting.
Mm.
And then she just walked up to that match out of his mouth.
Yeah, she's rocking the chick from Halloween, the new one.
Yeah.
Yeah.
The Jamie Lee Curtis
look. Yeah.
I didn't expect that. I really didn't.
I didn't either.
I thought this was a new punk Carol.
Really?
Yeah.
Nah. I didn't think it was a punk Carol. Why didn't you think it was a punk Carol?
Because when I didn't see the look in her eyes that y'all saw. When she said, here, just take it and leave, take it and go, I was like, okay, this is the new Carol. She's been chilling with Ezekiel because he's not about that life. Mm. So I was just like, okay, this is the new Carol. She's just a punk again.
Nah, you know what it made me think back to? The Carol from when they first came to Alexandria. In the whole cookie scene, that's like one of my favorite scenes of all time.
Yeah. She's trying to pretend that she's pretending,
but she's still like, you know, you gonna eat these cookies, like, you know what I mean? Like, cause matter of fact, I think she was talking to Henry, right? Was she talking to Henry? Yo, so that scene, that to me, that's a classic scene right there. And she was in that mode of like not only being like the nice, you know, being like super nice, like, you know, housewife, whatever you want to call her, and then also being like in this like, you know, mentality of like, I can still like handle everything, you know. So it was like that to me, that was like the same person. Like, she's still, I feel like she's the best person of doing that balance that maybe Michonne hasn't figured out quite yet, a balance of being able to still like be normal, but if she needs to go and hit that switch,
Put the switch real quick.
She'll go all the way over, and it's not an issue for her to hit that switch. If she needs to, she'll do it.
I just figured this far down the line, she was good on that. This was just that was just how she was gonna be. When I saw the foot walking amongst those people, I didn't think it was Carol. I thought it was Henry.
Really?
I did too.
The second I saw the feet, I was like, this stupid son of a bitch is going to get himself killed. And then when they showed her face, I said, oh, she's about to kill him. She's about to kill him. She's not there to talk. She's about to kill all these motherfuckers.
I don't know. They must have been sleeping good, bro.
How you didn't hear the gas and stuff? And the smell of the gas?
Yeah, that's what I was trying to
figure out. You know they stink, so they, you know.
Oh, that's true. That's a good point. That's a good point, because they've probably been stinking for years now. Right. But still.
True, but I don't know.
Gas is a special smell.
Yeah. I don't know how you didn't wait. That's a little bit. That's a plot hole. What did you guys think about Michonne? First of all, this fucked up. But Michonne, because Michonne getting the motherfuckers out of her house and taking them to Hilltop.
Oh, well, I think that was just a way for them to force us seeing Maggie now. Because, I mean, I get what you're saying. It didn't really make a lot of sense.
No,
to me.
It doesn't.
Yeah, it
like,
makes
why
sense
are
to me
you
either.
Telling them they can't stay here? But they can, like, how are you just inviting them yourself to somebody else's house?
Right.
Maggie didn't say they could stay here.
We know how Maggie was 6 years ago. I know she's changed, but I don't think she changed that much. She ain't that comfortable with people just like staying with them like that. Unless she been talking to her behind the scenes, and we just don't know.
Maybe that's the way Maggie is now. I guess we'll see on Sunday, but I don't know.
Maybe
I thought that was
Herschel
weird.
Now. Like, just but Herschel also was when they first all came, he wasn't.
Y'all had to get the fuck out of here.
Yeah, so I don't know, man.
Yeah, Herschel wasn't playing around. Why do you think she changed her mind,
Michonne?
Mm-hmm.
Because talking of, to yeah, Judith. Talking to Judith.
Yeah.
And Judith came down there and gave her that fucking Dawson's Creek ass pep talk. I was like, what the fuck?
With that big ass gun.
Yeah, okay. What the fuck?
To me, that was when I was like, this is too far.
Exactly. Like,
what black parent gonna just be all cool about you walking with a gun?
Not just walking. She trotted her ass up the stairs with the fucking gun in her hand. She could have easily fell and shot herself in the goddamn face.
Just like, this ain't, nah.
What the fuck is this? That writing for that role is just bad.
I know good and well, Ken, if you was at your house right now, your son came out with a gun just casually talking to you, you ain't gonna just be like, cool.
Well, we're not in the zombie apocalypse.
She's trained to use a gun.
Still,
she didn't seem
most
like
white
it just,
kids.
The way she was holding it, she didn't seem trained. She
sure was.
Why are you walking down with the gun in the first place?
I was like, man, I hope that thing on safety. I was like, that's all I kept thinking, because it just seemed like a problem.
And you saw it was Rick's gun, right?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I thought that was cool, but she didn't need to have that.
Right,
the shit was over. Why are you sitting here with a dress on and a gun in your hand?
And what are you gonna do?
What? Yeah, she was gonna kill him. You saw she took them zombies out.
She did.
She took them zombies out like they wasn't shit. But still, if you don't go put that fucking gun down, little.
But yeah,
that scene was weird.
That scene was real weird.
It was.
Weird,
it was.
And she talking to Michonne like Michonne's stupid. Yeah, I got.
She felt like she was talking to her like that was her daughter or something.
Thank you.
Like,
and then she came out and she's like, I can barely hear their voices, and I know that you talk to them. The voices, they're just fading away, but I hope you can still hear them.
And then just walked
what?
Off.
What? You over here doing poetry now? Like, what the fuck is this? Like, you doing open mic now. You a beat poet in the fucking zombie apocalypse.
Yeah, that was weird.
What the
First
fuck is
of
this?
All, you probably should forget their voices because your ass was too young to even really remember anyway.
Mm. Your ass was too plain and like, shit. Right. I can't hear their voices no more. So, well, if you could, something might be wrong with you, just like that other little fucking boy. Mama, I'm tired. Little fucked up boy. Oh, God. Judith, if you don't get Judith out of here and get that little boy the fuck out of here, get a new actor. Yeah. I can't do him for a whole season. Mama, they coming.
Nah, yeah,
maybe they'll jump another 5 years.
You're right. No.
You kind of right, though, Khan. Yeah, she somewhat got a glimpse of that black mama. Because you know how it is when you come home. Your parents come home and you got people in there.
Who the fuck is this?
Who the fuck in my house? Right. You know, and you were told not to have company while I'm gone.
Yep.
You know, so, but she was like, Judith, you know how, like, nah.
You know the
wrath. Everybody else got the wrath, but she's going to, you know, be nice with her. And then later on when she's still trying to convince her. Oh, the last thing. I thought that what Negan said to her was cool about the stray dogs.
Oh
yeah, that was dope.
That said. Was really dope. He said, yeah. Oh, you go ahead.
Go ahead.
She was talking about Michonne kicking the new people out, and Negan told the story of when he was young and he brought the stray home, and the stray seemed like it was a great dog, and then the stray ended up killing every stray in the neighborhood. Mm. And he was basically telling her, like, yeah, they might seem cool on the outside until you get them home.
Right.
And they fucking kill everybody. Like, you can't just take things on face value. Mm-hmm. And I like that whole scene with him. I seen, like, her lines back to him.
Yeah. But
the whole thing about, you know, I'm not, if plane A is flying this way and plane B, he's like, I'm trying to get on plane C because that's a bad collision that's about to happen. Mm. Then he said, look, you over here talking about airplanes. You're never going to see another airplane. So he's like, talk to me about shit that really happens in this world. I was like, God damn, like, that's some real shit. And then she going to throw some shit back. I only asked you about math. I didn't ask you about nothing else. You little snotty little shit.
Right.
You little.
Did she say something slick about you being in jail or something like that?
Something like that. She's like, it don't matter if you're a good person or not. Numbers don't care. That's why I asked you. I only asked you about math. The fuck? You need to learn your fucking manners, you little shit.
Before I adjust to her.
I'm not adjusting her. I don't like her. She needs to die.
I got two more episodes. Yeah.
Oh, we didn't talk about Daryl at all.
Oh yeah.
the new Daryl, fucking Jedi Daryl.
Which is to me is old Daryl. The menacing, quiet, behind the scenes.
Yeah.
You know, just disappearing.
About when he stabbed that fish.
Bruh. That and like the whole thing to me, it just felt like Empire Strikes
Back.
Yeah,
Obi-Wan Kenobi.
When they no, it felt to me like it was Yoda when Luke has to go to the Dagobah system to train with Yoda.
Oh yeah.
Carol is driving Henry
supposedly
to the hilltop, and then she's like, "No, we gotta make a stop first." Mm-hmm. And then they ride in. I knew that's where they were going.
I didn't.
I knew the second she says we have to make a stop first. I said, "Oh, they're going to see Daryl's Jedi ass that's over in the fucking woods somewhere. It's just like Yoda." And I'm sure they did this on purpose because it makes sense. So I'm assuming that Henry is going to train with Daryl. I don't know what the fuck Daryl's going to teach him. But Daryl's over there hunting fish with a stick, living in a tent. Like, it's straight up Yoda in Empire Strikes Back.
Yeah.
He's going to teach him how to be a man. Cause,
I mean, I guess.
Because Ezekiel can't do it.
Because Ezekiel can't do that shit. Ezekiel is fucking fucking Senator Organa. And yeah, nerds will get it. And fucking Daryl is Yoda, and they all know that, like, Luke had to be trained by a Jedi bastard. You know what I'm saying?
That makes sense. I didn't, because I was trying to figure, I was like, where are they going? What are they doing? Why did she come see Daryl?
It totally made sense to me, because it was like, the second I saw it, I was like, oh, this is totally some Star Wars shit. Because it was like, Bail Organa was trying to put Princess Leia in this, like, this royalty role. And eventually Leia had to break away from that and turn into a real, you know, fighter. But it just all this shit came to my head. I was like, oh, this is totally Star Wars. And the second I saw him hunting fish with a stick and just all dirty, I was like, oh, wow, that's what they're doing with Daryl. They're going to make him like this sage type of person. Because the beginning of it, I don't know if y'all caught this, with the zombie in the tree, I thought that shit was amazing. It was one of the opening scenes. There's a zombie that stuck his arm in the tree. His arm is stuck, so I guess that's how he died. And Daryl is going to kill him. until you see there's worms coming out of the zombie, and a bird lands, takes one of the worms, and goes and feeds her babies with it. So then Daryl doesn't kill it. And I was like, oh my God, that's fucking deep as shit. It's like this whole, this zombie died, but there's life feeding from its death. And then you, when you think about the whole Rick thing, it's like Rick died, supposedly. Rick died, and he inspired this whole new life for these people. So it's like, that's why I think the writing so far for this show, like the little subtle things that they drop in there are just so like deep and on point that it's incredible to me. And that scene, I was just like, wow, that's fucking deep.
Let's touch base just a little bit on that scene with Eugene and Rosita out there in the woods.
Where are they? Right.
Y'all, I know y'all read the comics, and that's all I'll say.
Right.
But what did y'all think so far? Like, how they introduce? Is it any similar to like the way they did in the comics? Like, how do you guys think about that whole scene?
It's in line with the comics.
Okay.
Yeah, it's in line with the comics. Mm-hmm. Yeah, and I'll be honest. I didn't expect that. They kind of set me up because I thought it was definitely the herd coming. And they were trying to get away. Because I was like, damn, man. Because I said, zombies are slow as shit. And I know Eugene is messed up. I said, but they still should be able to get away from these goddamn zombies.
Yeah.
You know, so that part was confusing me. And I was like, okay, well, maybe they just wanted to keep things tense for a minute.
Right, because Rick had a hole in his lung.
Yeah.
He outran a whole herd for fucking an hour. And fell down 18 times and still got away.
Eugene
is stepping up, bro.
Yeah, Eugene was like, man, go. Just go.
You just sprained your little ankle.
I'm slowing you down. Just go.
Leave me. Like,
I just want to tell you something real quick.
Well, we know what that is.
Yeah, that was funny.
That scene, I thought that scene was
it was dope.
So well done.
Yeah.
So, because I never, they haven't done the mud thing before, have they?
Mm-mm.
This is a new thing that they've done.
Yep.
Yeah.
Because I was like, that shit ain't going to work. Yeah. Every time I saw the trailer, I was like, that shit ain't going to work.
Because that wasn't even in the books. They've never done that.
Yeah, nope.
So I guess that's something that they figured out. If they put mud on themselves, it covers up the scent and the zombies don't see them.
Which
is dope as shit. But yeah. If they do this group the way that the comics did, this show is about to get fucking really crazy.
Really?
Really crazy. Because I just finished The War of the Whisperers. Mm-hmm. I just finished that issue. And I texted B. I said, I cannot believe what they just fucking did. Like, in all of the... Because, I mean, we were talking about that before. Like, the thing that sucked me into The Walking Dead is they would just kill any motherfucking body. They would throw twists at you that you didn't expect. You know, that was what was so good about that comic and the show. If they do anything even close to what that comic did in those, whatever it was, 15 issues, 10 issues, they're gonna be on some shit. I can't wait. I really cannot wait to see what they do with this.
Yeah. And just, I guess, one last thing, because to touch back on about, you know, this new world, like life coming from the zombies, and how they played on that in the beginning. I think you could also draw a parallel between that and Michonne's new baby, Judith. Mm. Like, that's also new life too.
Yeah,
you know, growing up in this world. But and how the world is adapting to the to the zombies. Like, a fucking tree grew over a zombie arm, and it's just out there.
Is that what happened?
That's what
I took
like
it like
to
he
me.
Was reaching. I guess that well, your shit probably. Made, well, no, I don't know how that happened.
I don't know how he got stuck, but I know his arm. His arm was stuck in there, but it looked like
the tree grew around it.
Yeah, his things grew around it, and he was stuck.
I thought he just got his arm stuck
in
there. But now,
so how long? So just adding up the time, how long has passed since Atlanta?
It has to be at least
10 years.
At least 10, if not like more like 12 at this point.
That's crazy.
It has to be, right?
Wow.
Because we had a bit of a time jump.
It's about 11 years, right?
Yeah.
Judith is the only real thing. Well, one of the things that we have to use.
Right.
You know, because she was pregnant, first or second season? Laurie?
She was
when did she find out she was pregnant? Second season.
So, wow.
So, yeah.
It's been like 11 years.
So, it's been 11 years since that. So, yeah. So,
why? Yo, that's
crazy. I didn't even think of that. So yeah. It's been like 11 and some change.
So far so good. And you know, we'll be back next week. We'll have a full panel here and we'll get Rod's take on the first two episodes. And
yeah, I really want to know what he thought about this.
Yeah, me too. Me too. And B, and that's it. So that's going to do it for us, man. We'll catch you guys next time. We out. Peace.